This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Two. Jahmyr Gibbs might be the best weapon in football. We might have the most dangerous player in football.
He is this year.
He is so much stinking fun to watch, and what a absolute beast he is. I thought the golf line yesterday in the postgame press conference, that you could see the fear in the defense's eyes, was awesome. I love arms in the air raised after he's 7 yards downfield and the whole team knows he's gone.
There's three plays in the game yesterday where people were throwing arms in the air.
Yep. He is the most dangerous weapon in football, and I'm so glad we have him. And, you know, it's funny because you think back to who was the best version of themselves yesterday. And I think Gibbs might be the list. There's somebody else, but I think Gibbs is, you know, of the guys that they count on week in and week out, they were not the best version of themselves. Gibbs was great, and he had 10 catches and he had explosive plays. That he's the reason, as much as any, they won that football game. So anyway, Now that we've started on a positive, I suppose let the bitching commence. Is that how this works now? It does, because the expectations are so high. Like, honestly, this is kind of a great position to be in. And the reality is, the way that they played yesterday probably wouldn't beat a playoff team. Yep, got it. But there was a Rich Rodriguez line. I don't quote Rich Rodriguez much, but wow, one of the Rich Rodriguez lines here that I actually came to like was, I want to be so good that we win even when we play poorly. That's how good I want to be. And that was kind of it yesterday, right? I mean, there was, offensively, they moved the ball and they came up with a must-have it drive, and they were misfiring a lot. But that's where the expectation is for this team. And every Sunday, you want to look like the best team in the world. And they don't look like the best team in the world. They mimic the best team in the world at times. They looked better during the regular season last year. But let's see. Let's see what this thing, they've got a lot of work to do. A lot of back to the drawing board to try and bring that out.
So I thought that going into the game, the Lions would blow them out. Mm-hmm. I figured the Giants are kind of done. They moved on from their head coach. They're having to go with a backup quarterback. I thought they were donezo, and they were not. That team fought hard. That team wanted to win, and that team was devastated and pissed that they lost. And I think that they have every right to be, because they played well enough in regulation to win that football game, and their coach let those players down at the end by not kicking a field goal on 4th and goal from the 6. It's not 4th and goal from the 1. It was 4th and goal from the 6, and they didn't kick the field goal. Lions get the stop and are allowed to march down the field and, you know, try to tie things up, and they did with a 59-yard field goal. But the Lions, you know, looking at this, yeah, it was a problem because the game was in peril, and you felt like, why is this in peril? It's the Giants. there were a handful of plays that were incredibly frustrating. You had the two trick plays that the Giants worked to perfection. You're like, come on. How does that happen? To a team that, like the Lions, that are known for their trick plays, you figure that maybe they would recognize this, and they got caught. Okay, it happens. Got caught with their pants down, whether you were looking at something else or not paying attention or whatever the case is. Those plays worked, and it sucked. But it wasn't just those pass plays. There were a number of pass plays. The Giants averaged over 20 yards per completion in the game. Wandale Robinson was a problem yesterday. He was constantly open. And I guess the solace that I'll take out of that is he wasn't necessarily just beating the defensive backs, but it looked like there were some missed assignments out there. And the reason I say that's I'll take solace in that if I'm a Lions fan, which I am, is that I think missed assignments, that's something you can work on. You can fix that, right? Know what your assignment is, and it's not a missed assignment, and then you're there to make a play. If you're just getting beat and you know your assignment, then that's a problem because it's outmatched and there's more talent on the other side. I didn't think that was the thing last night. I thought there were just some mistakes that were made that had nothing to do with talent, and that's correctable. So I'll take that as a positive. But watching the Lions go through it and seeing, and I mean, here it is. It's after week 11. Do we have to ask the question, is this a thing? Amon-Ra St. Brown dropped a couple more passes. And I'm going to be okay with it if everybody just sits here and says, okay, he's got a bad hand that he's dealing with.
He has to be hurt.
All right.
And he has to be.
We've heard about this. Is it a wrist? Is it a thumb? Whatever it is, something's not 100% with him, with his hand, with his catching hands, right? It's one thing if you got a bad hamstring or if you've got, you know, an oblique. It's another when your hands, which is how you make your livelihood, if that's not there, then can that explain away why he had a couple of drop passes again in the game yesterday? And Jameson Williams had a couple drop passes in the game. And that's frustrating because I thought Jared Goff, by and large, played really well yesterday. Obviously, the interception was a result of one of those drop passes. And so I'm not panicked about what happened yesterday. I was surprised that the Lions didn't blow him out. But in the end, you've got a team that really wanted to win. And let me tell you this, because I don't know if the – I don't think the –
The Giants really wanted to win.
And – If you're a Giant player.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm not sure how you're feeling today, but I'm going to guess by the reaction of the players when Aiden Hutchinson sacked Jameis Winston, I'm going to guess you're pissed at your coach for doing what he did at the end of the regulation yesterday. And I can understand why he would.
Yeah, I mean, you have two wins. You're going for a kill shot. You got one play.
All that makes sense. But you know what doesn't make sense to? Players that just want to win a game because the players care. players aren't looking at, oh, what's our draft position? They couldn't care less about that stuff. They wanted to win. So when Aiden Hutchinson made the sack on Jameis Winston at the end of the game, there were two players that went nuts. Theo Johnson, the tight end who had three catches for 77 yards in the game, was downfield probably around the 25-30-yard line. When that play was over with, he took his helmet off and threw it down towards the Lions' end zone. It landed at the goal line, skipped through the end zone, and then he went down to all fours on the ground and started pounding the ground. He was so upset. 20 seconds after that, Darius Slayton, the wide receiver, who was only targeted twice in the game, had one catch for 23 yards. Again, one of these big catches, right? Everybody was averaging 20 yards. He then threw his helmet. He was on the over towards the Lions sideline, over by the numbers, threw it across the field towards the Giants sideline, and then he started pounding the ground. These are two players. This was their reaction afterwards because they knew they blew a golden opportunity to snap a five-game losing streak, which now becomes a six-game losing streak. Players want to win the game.
They've blown a ton. They have had seven games where they led by double digits. They are 2-5 in those seven games.
They had, the 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yep, and same thing against the Bears. Remember, the Bears scored twice late. Yeah. And they charged right down the field and scored first against Green Bay. The good news is, trailing the New York Giants in a regular season football game, not disqualifying for being a postseason contender. It's the Giants have put a lot of teams, a lot of the Lions peer group in the same situation, which is an important perspective point. I know people are upset today. Okay. Well,
I think, you know, we're happy that the Lions got the win. Yep. Because if they lost the game, then, you know, they're even further outside. And then you don't want that. Happy they won the game. But at the same time, I'm getting tired of having to look at these games and hearing the same things afterwards by everybody saying, we got a lot to clean up. We got a lot. Coach said it. Jared Goff said it. And we all know it. Yeah, you got a lot to clean up. Well, start cleaning up.
There's one thing that really is important to talk about. And I think it's, well, we'll get to it coming up next at 10:16. Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. Get your Champ and Chump votes in. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? The Champ and Chump then get posted on our website on Tuesday. Who you got for Champ and Chump of the weekend? Again, if you hear one you like, you can second it because it's a vote. Yeah, you tally up the votes. So get your Champ and Chump votes in. We'll have ours at 10:35 here on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.